Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a snowy Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush is speaking right now to engage me. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Check out their current job openings at Ready Mix Concrete at NEBCOinc.com. We are joined now to begin the 8 o'clock hour by our friend Sean Callahan of Husker Line. Sean, good morning. What's the weather report from your house right now?
Just lots of wind. I feel like my house is going to blow over right now. So it's definitely one of those March Nebraska days. I was on a walk sweating yesterday afternoon, walking through the neighborhood, and here we are today. But that's March. March might be one of the craziest months to live in this state.
You live in a brick house. It's a brick structure. It will not blow over. It's not a box. Sean,
you'll be all
right. I'm proud of you guys for coming in. I thought I might see you guys on remote locations doing the shows in like your kitchens this morning, but I'm proud of you guys for
we fight through, toughing Sean. It up. I could have rode a skateboard in it.
It was fine. It's 5:45 right now. Not the same.
No, it would have been the skateboard would be rough right now. Go ahead, yes. Jake.
Well, it is basketball season, and Sean, again, I go back to a month ago. If I told you a month ago that Nebraska basketball would be playing in the Crown tournament and not the NCAA against a 13-19 team, oh, by the way, and not the NCAA, what would you have told me a month ago?
I just said, it doesn't seem like that's likely. I mean, they had such a great schedule, and this is something when that schedule came out, we talked about it. Like, God, if they can just get to the end, they're in great shape. Iowa at home, Minnesota
yep.
at home.
Yeah.
I mean, just a real manageable way to finish. And, you know, you get Maryland and Michigan, really good teams, but you get them in Lincoln. You can get one of those games. In Ohio State, they lost in overtime, and it was a controversial loss. I mean, the line from Nebraska being an 11-10 seed in the NCAA tournament to where they're at right now, as we know, is a couple of inches. And that's been the unfortunate story for Nebraska sports in football and basketball for the last few years. I mean, they're right there, but not there. And, you know, for that the collapse that they're in, and now they're going to this thing in Vegas. I mean, it's right. Fascinating to me that the NIT has just fallen off the map, or that thing has turned into more of a mid-major event. There's only 4 of the 32 teams in that field that chose to go to the NIT from major conferences, and where the Crown at least has more reputable teams. You're only there for a week. I mean, and I get that. When I think about the choices that these teams have, the NIT in this current model mm-hmm. of the transfer portal, coaches moving like Darren DeVries, for example, it just the 3-week NIT format just doesn't really make a lot of sense anymore at this time of the year, where at least the Crown, there's an NIL payment involved for these players. And you go to Vegas for a week. It's almost like a bowl trip. If your football team goes 6-6, you're going to go on a bowl trip somewhere still. And that's kind of what the Crown is for basketball.
The Crown. Okay, let's go from basketball intramural tournaments to football, which pays the bills. Vince Ginta. This is, Sean, you've written about this. You've talked about it quite a bit. Vince Ginta was the senior director of player personnel and recruiting for Nebraska, no longer employed. There's been something of a shakeup in the recruiting department for Nebraska. Tell me the significance in your mind of Vince Ginta moving on.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, he's been around Nebraska since really, you know, 2005 or 2004.
Right.
So just his knowledge of the program, and I mean, he's been around some of the best recruiting classes in the internet era that have been put together here. So he understands that side of things, and he's very good and well respected in the industry. So anytime you see someone like that, you know, leave or kind of forced to be, you know, move on, you know, it just doesn't feel great because you know Vince is as good as there is out there at what he does. And he wanted to be at Nebraska. He chose to stay here with Rule, or you know, he had to prove himself and got kept on. He's one of the few that was retained. But on the other end, you get it. This is the business. I mean, there's a lot of good people when coaching changes and moves happen that don't get to keep their jobs. And you know, they've restructured things up there with Pat Stewart. He'll make $800,000, and mm-hmm. you know, his salary is essentially more than what four people in roles before were making combined. So they've made a huge investment into Pat Stewart to go in the direction with him in the way they're going to do things. And that's just the business. And, you know, and we've been around in a long time, Sip. We've seen a lot of good people, unfortunately, that you know are good at what they do, but it's out of their control. And we talked about this yesterday, even in the newspaper industry when you were there, Sip. You saw a lot of good people that were good at what they did at the Journal Star over the years not really have a choice in the matter.
And right.
I think that kind of stuff, unfortunately, that's just the business of college football.
Yeah, we've seen it in various walks of life, any of us who have been around. Good people, sometimes it doesn't work out at whatever business. Now, shifting gears a little bit, Jake, there's also this sort of interesting Nebraska recruiting story. There's two pretty good quarterbacks in this state that don't have offers from Nebraska and may not get them. Jet Tamala, the Millard South quarterback, he's a 2026 class. And then the 2027 class has Omaha Westside quarterback Braylon Warren, the son of Steve Warren, the former Husker defensive lineman. It looks like the ship has sailed with Jet Tamala. He won't get a Nebraska offer, right, Sean? But what about Braylon Warren? Could he get one?
Well, Tamala, you're right. I mean, it's mid and late March now, and for quarterbacks like him, he might have his decision made a month from now. So, and they've got Dayton Raiola, so they're done at that position. But for 2027, Nebraska's already zoned in on some other quarterbacks. Okay. That they've offered and they're bringing on campus. And you know, Braylon Warren, for whatever reason, he didn't throw at camp last year for Nebraska and work out for the staff. There just hasn't been anything there on either side with him or Nebraska. He recently just added Arkansas. He's got Arkansas, Missouri, Okie State, Kansas State, Iowa State.
Wow.
6'1 quarterback, 203 pounds at our in-state tour event. So, good size, you know, not that he's tall, but uh-huh. you know, Jet Tamal is 6'5", but Braylon, for what he did as a sophomore, had an outstanding year mm-hmm. at Westside, and you just don't see much traction there with him in Nebraska, but they're in on other quarterbacks. That's the thing. It's not like they're not in on
sure.
quarterbacks, and you know, for whatever reason, this one's just not one for either side.
Joined by Husker Land, Sean Kelly. And Sean, speaking of quarterbacks for this upcoming season, we know that Dylan Raiola is QB1. You wrote about this the other day. Do we know who QB2 is? What's the lean right now for QB2 at Nebraska? Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, there's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak. Early break for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/early break. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, I think it will start with Jalen Gramstad in spring ball. He was the number 2 quarterback in the bowl game, and they're pleased with how he runs the offense. He gets the ball out. He gets it to where it needs to be. He understands the system. He's a 6-year senior. But with that said, I do think the wild card is Purdue transfer Marco Davila. Marco came in, as a former Dana Holgorsen recruit.
Right.
And, Marcos. I said Marco. I think just his connection to Holgorsen and, his upside, he's built a lot like Raiola when you look at his size. Mm-hmm. He's a big physical body. He's got a big, strong arm. So I do think he is kind of the wild card of that room. And, TJ Lateef is a very talented young freshman that will be here as well. So they've got options. I know it's been tossed out there about should they go get a guy in the portal. Well, they did that. That was Davila. They got Davila. They brought in the true freshman early and Lateef, and Gramstad stayed another year. And then they have the ultimate insurance policy still in Heinrich Harburg if they really had to go back that way. So I think the quarterback room is set for what you can do in 2025. It's hard to have a lot of good quarterbacks on the roster because of what it costs in NIL and in the transfer portal.
John, this is a hard question to answer right now, but I'm going to do it anyway. What sort of jump are you expecting from QB1 Dylan Raiola in 2025? He had, just to refresh you, he completed 67% of his passes last season. I think it was 13 touchdowns, 11 picks. You saw every game. What do you expect from Dylan?
Well, I think the jump, you have to go to the receivers first. I think they've added some really good proven receivers, from Isaiah Hunter and Dane Key, and then Cortez Mills as well.
I mean, right.
That's a really Hartley Gilmore. I mean, they've added 4 good ones. And, I know you're like, well, didn't they do that last year? Well, the production that these guys had, at least the first two, was greater than any of those receivers they added last year. Mm-hmm. Dane Key is one of the all-time leading receivers at Kentucky, and Isaiah Hunter led Cal as a freshman as wide receiver. So they've brought in a lot. And Cortez Mills was arguably the best receiver at the All-American Bowl this year in San Antonio. So I think those guys will make him look a lot better. But Holgorsen, I mean, you got to start right there. I think Dana, just his feel and, the way he can get his hands on this offense now and really turn it loose. The key is, can they get Dylan in a rhythm where he's getting rid of the ball quickly? I felt like when you watch Dylan, the bad things happen when he held the ball too long. I mean, I think Dana is going to probably work really hard this spring on getting the ball out very quickly to his reads and, not doing kind of the scrambling around like you see Mahomes do, because that just rarely worked out for him last year. And I think if they can get him to get the ball out quick and if these receivers have the ability to separate better off the line of scrimmage, there's just going to be a lot more there for Dylan to get throws out.
We're jumping around. God bless you, Sean, for hanging in there. The question mark, spring ball begins, Sean. The date is it March 25th now?
The players come back Sunday this week, and it's undetermined if they practice on Monday,
okay,
Tuesday, or when, like what their practice days are. We haven't seen the schedule, but they'll start. They'll have their first team meeting Sunday night, I believe, and they'll get going. So
okay, and the question, I mean, I think the biggest question mark that, you hear it from the outside, we've talked about it, is D-line, and particularly D-line depth. Is there a chance in the spring portal that Nebraska could fortify itself with a player or two? Is that a far reach?
No, I mean, they're going to look, but, I mean, the reality is everybody is going to be looking for that type of player. And so if you do find one, odds are other people of your caliber are going to want that same player. So
right.
The market to get a D-lineman could be steep. I mean, you're going to overpay quite dramatically, in my opinion, to get a good D lineman in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be something to watch. Now, it is before July 1st, so I'm guessing there are ways you can be creative with your collective and not have to tie some of that money into the rep share. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something to think about. Like, starting July 1st, you are kind of more bound to that rep share dollar amount, and mm-hmm. then the collective money can still be involved, but there's going to be a clearinghouse involved. You know, if you're able to get a portal guy before all that happens, you know, it might allow you to play over the salary cap a little bit. I don't know. I mean, and a lot of it is what's the money, what's the budget Nebraska would have in the portal to find a defensive lineman right now? Well, how much are they willing to want to spend? Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take you spending quite a bit of money probably to get somebody that's going to help you.
That, you know what, Sean? Those are the decisions that Pat Stewart will make, right? Those sorts of decisions along with Matt Rhule.
And the hard thing about NIL is there is a market, but there's not a market. The market is whatever you want to overpay for. And we saw that with Dante Dowdell. Kentucky just came in with silly money
mm-hmm.
and just said, we're going to overpay to get you.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to see if Nebraska does it. Nebraska, we're not doing that. So the portal, you're going to see that, you know, Mekhi Bayer got evidently a significant payout to go to, I believe, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
You're going to see that happen in NIL, where you know what the market is, but all it takes is one team that really needs that player that throws the whole market.
The vulnerable teams drive up the market. Teams that feel they're vulnerable in certain areas will drive up the market. That's right. That's the way it is.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. Fire up the snowblower, and we'll chat with you again next week.
I'm gonna ride it out. I'm gonna let it melt. The only reason I'd want to run my snowblower is just to kind of burn the gas out of it.
Okay.
But do you think you got to really snowblow when it's gonna melt day later?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something.
They're saying 7 inches of snow, Sean. I think you got to do something with that.
Yeah. This is a discussion. Bill Bush says absolutely not. Greg, Missing Tooth Greg, says absolutely not. Me and Jake say absolutely. You got to. I mean, if your wife is leaving today, she can't come into 8 inches of snow, no. right?
How much of that snow is going to melt into the ground?
Well, it eventually will, but not today.
By tonight, maybe.
I mean, if nobody's leaving the house today, maybe you don't have to shovel. But
Sip is a shoveler. But for the amount of walks that he has to take care of, you would think Sip would have a snowblower in the back of that beautiful light-duty pickup truck.
You know what, Sean? It's built-in exercise. It works out well for Sip. It's all good.
Right. Built-in exercise, Sean.
All right, Sean.
We all know the importance of exercise, right?
We do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right, we'll chat next week, Sean. Thanks, Sean. Callahan, Husker Online. Always good stuff from Sean.
Yes, a lot there. I mean, the restructuring of the recruiting staff, it will be an ongoing conversation. We'll start to get an idea on the way Pat Stewart wants to run things from the GM's side. As time goes, because then you got to see what kind of decisions he makes over time. And the D-line question that, you know, we'll see what it looks like in the spring. What players present themselves to be available and how much you got to pay for them. God, Sean makes a great point.
It's a fun conversation, isn't it? Just pleasant.
Sean makes a great point. I mean, You might have to overpay for somebody. And that's the GM has to make that decision.
And how many guys have not been overpaid for in this market?
Well, there's been a lot of overpaying.
Yeah, I guess I want to know what percentage of people have been a bit overpaid.
Well, how do you make the determination?
We don't know
even
the actual figures
right.
of the problem.
We know well, the you don't even know the market.
The we don't.
You don't know the market, really. I mean, you can say Dowdell, from what we've heard, yeah, Kentucky came in with a wild number. That happens.
Hey, by the way, before we get to break, Sanderson says not a flake of snow has fallen near Hickman. It is snowing heavily right now in Lincoln.
That's really interesting.
Hickman's got nothing. Lincoln's got plenty of snow right now.
Wow, that's odd. That's odd. I don't even know what to say.
Maybe he's at the cutoff point.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to give out information that's not real. So I don't know.
When we come back, another firing of a coach proves further that life comes at you fast is real. We'll discuss that next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.